Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi and Jagannath Misra. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the wealth of the Sankirtan movement. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life of Nityananda and Gadadhar. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, the life treasure of Advaita Charja and Srivas Thakur. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on the conditioned souls. All glories to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Anyone who hears these narrations of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes attains pure devotional service. One morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the home of Suklambara Brahmachari, who was poor and maintained himself by begging. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I have a strong desire to eat the food that you offer. Don't be afraid. This is my firm decision." Again and again, Lord Chaitanya spoke in this way. And hearing this, Suklambara's voice choked with emotion. He said, "I am a beggar, a lowly, degraded, conditioned sinner. You are eternal religion personified, and I am fallen. O Lord, when will you give me the shade of your feet? I am not as good as a worm or an insect. You're only playing a big trick on me." Lord Chaitanya said, "Please do not think in this way. I strongly desire to taste your cooking. Quickly prepare an offering. Make that offering to the Lord, and I will come at midday and eat." Still, Suklambara was frightened at heart. He asked the devotees what he should do, and they all said, "Why are you afraid? The truth is that he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He always tries to eat food offered by persons who worship him with love. He begged food from Vidura, who is a Sudra's son. He did that because of Vidura's devotion. The Lord begs food from his devotees and eats what they offer. That is his nature. Go home, prepare an elaborate meal, and offer it to him with love. O Suklambara, you are so fortunate. The Lord is so kind to you." Hearing these words, the Brahmana happily returned, and after bathing, Suklambara carefully heated some scented water. He cooked rice and many other preparations. And as he cooked, he strictly observed the stringent rules of cleanliness and did not touch anything as he cooked. But as he cooked, he continuously and ecstatically chanted, "Jai Krishna, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal." As Suklambara cooked, Goddess Lakshmi, who is very devoted to her husband and who is the mother of the three worlds, glanced at Suklambara's offering, and the food immediately became the sweetest nectar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after bathing in the Ganges, arrived with Nityananda and other devotees. Lord Chaitanya changed out of his wet clothing, and feeling hungry, he happily glanced at Suklambara, whose house was near the Ganga. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya sat down and began to eat. It is difficult to become fortunate like Suklambara. Lord Chaitanya said, "From the time of my birth, I have never tasted any food more delicious than this. I cannot even describe it. How did you, without even once touching the food, cook like this? You are one of my friends. And friends like you are the root from which I grow." Lord Chaitanya then cast his merciful glance at Suklambara, and all the devotees began to weep. Again and again the Lord relished the food that Suklambara had cooked. Filled with bliss, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate. Non-devotee sinners, even if they are billionaires, should see the mercy the beggar Suklambara had attained. By wealth, followers, and material learning, one does not attain Lord Chaitanya, for the Supreme Lord is conquered only by the nectar of one's devotional service. After the Lord finished eating, Suklambara accepted the remnants from the Lord's place, and the other devotees, overcome with bliss, forgot all else. Brahma, Shiva, and Anantashesha would respectively place that plate upon their heads. How much bliss there was in that beggar's home! In this way, Lord Chaitanya happily enjoyed his pastimes. And after some time spent in talking about Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya lay down to take rest. At the same time, the devotees also lay down near the Lord. Sri Vijayadas was one of the Lord's students. No one in Navadvip wrote as gracefully as he. He personally copied many books for Lord Chaitanya. Everyone called him Vijay, the expert at penmanship. But still, because they had no devotion, most people could not understand Vijay's pure and deep devotion. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay beside Vijay, the Lord's lotus hand moved and came to rest on Vijay's body. And Vijay suddenly saw many great wonders. He saw the Lord's hand suddenly become like a great lofty pillar. Then he saw the Lord was covered with jeweled ornaments. Then on that hand, he saw many jeweled rings on each of the Lord's fingers, with the splendor of how many millions of suns and moons did those jewels glisten. Seeing Lord Chaitanya's effulgent hand spread everywhere, even up to the demigod Brahma, Vijay rejoiced. On seeing all this, Vijay suddenly and joyfully began to cry out, but Lord Chaitanya then quickly placed his graceful hand over Vijay's mouth. Lord Chaitanya said, "For as many days as I am here, don't tell anyone of this. Speaking these words, the Lord smiled and glanced at Vijay. But Vijay jumped up and began to roar. And Vijay's roar awakened the devotees. They tried to hold Vijay still, but no one could hold him. For some moments, Vijay was like a madman. And at the end, he fainted in ecstasy. The devotees knew Vijay must have seen some wonder. The Lord then asked all the devotees present, "What is Vijay saying?" Suddenly, for no reason, he's begun to scream. Then the Lord said, "I think it must be the power of the Ganga." Vijay was very devoted to the Ganga. Or perhaps it was because of the deities in Suklambara's home. Or perhaps Vijay saw Lord Krishna. After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya again placed his hands on Vijay's body. And Vijay suddenly returned to consciousness. And all the Vaishnavas smiled. Rising up, Vijay was stunned like an inanimate object. For 7 days he wandered around Nadia like that. He did not eat. He did not sleep. He ignored his body. In this way, Vijay wandered about, and no one could understand his heart. And after some days, Vijay returned to external consciousness. These wonderful pastimes happened in Suklambara's home. Who has the power to describe Suklambara's good fortune? Lord Chaitanya personally accepted the food he cooked. Simply by hearing these pastimes of the Lord's eating Suklambara's cooking and his giving mercy to Vijay, one attains the great treasure of pure devotional service. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya, before whom all the Vedas bow down, always enjoys pastimes in Navadvipa. Everyone!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Whoa! Everyone loves it! Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the master of the universes, accepted the mood of the gopis and began to continuously chant, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. and gopis. One of his students approached him and said, "Only my pandit, why do you chant gopi gopi? Stop chanting gopi gopi. Instead, chant Krishna at once. What piety will be born by chanting gopi gopi? Chanting Krishna's names brings piety. The Vedas say so." The foolish student did not understand Mahaprabhu's different moods of ecstatic devotion. Lord Chaitanya gave this reply: "Krishna is a thief. Who would worship him? He's an ingrate, and he killed Bali, even though Bali did nothing wrong. He is a debauchee, and he has been conquered by women. He once cut off a woman's nose and ears. He robbed Maharaj Bali of all his wealth and threw him down to Patala Loka. What will I gain if I chant Krishna's names?" After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya, still wrapped in ecstasy, took a stick in his hand and ran after the student to beat him. The student jumped up and ran, loudly crying out, "Stop, stop, stop!" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, continued to chase the student, and seeing the angry lord following him, stick in hand, the student fled, unable to understand the lord's ecstasy. The devotees frantically chased after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and finally caught him and stopped him. They pacified the lord, while the student ran far away. The frightened student, breathing heavily, his body covered with perspiration, ran to take shelter of his friends, who were other students. They, seeing their friend in distress, asked the cause of his fear, and the breathless student replied, "Why ask? Today I'm lucky to still be alive. Everyone says that Nimai Pandit is a great saint. So today I went to his house to see him, and do you know what I saw? I saw him sitting and chanting japa, gopi, 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 day and night. He did not chant anything else. I said to him, 'Pandit, what are you doing? You should chant Krishna, Krishna. That is what the scriptures say.' And hearing these words, he became inflamed with anger. And he tried to beat me with a stick, and he chased after me. Again and again he blasphemed Lord Krishna. I have no power to place those blasphemies in my mouth. Somehow, I saved my life. It is only due to God's grace that I'm able to speak to you today." Hearing all this, the foolish student's friends all began to laugh. But they then began to speak what was already within their hearts. One student said, "The people say he is a good Vaishnava, but he angrily chases a Brahmin to beat him." Another said, "If he does not chant Lord Krishna's names, how could he be a Vaishnava?" Another said, "What I have heard is very strange. A Vaishnava who chants only gopi, gopi?" Another said, "Why should we be respectful to him? Do we not also have brahminical power? He may be a brahmana, but are we not also brahmanas? If he attacks us, why should we tolerate it? After all, he is not the king. Why should he punish us? let us all together go. And if he attacks us again, we should not tolerate it. He may be the son of Jagannath Misra in Nabadweep, but are we not also the sons of Brahmins? Are we ordinary men? It was just a few days before that we were all students together. Why should this fellow all of a sudden become our big master? In this way, the students expressed their opinions. And Lord Chaitanya, who is the super soul in the hearts of all, knew all they said. He sat down with his associates surrounding him, and suddenly he spoke something unusual, and no one could understand the meaning of his words. Yet everyone was startled. He said, "The medicine was prepared to cure excess mucus, but it has had the opposite effect. The mucus has only increased." Saying this, Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds, loudly laughed. And although no one could understand the meaning of the Lord's words, fear nevertheless took birth in the hearts of all. Only Nityananda knew the Lord's heart. He thought, "Soon the Lord will leave home." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would accept sannyas, Nityananda became plunged in grief. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would become a shaven-headed sannyasi, Nityananda felt his life breath attacked by grief. The next moment, Lord Chaitanya grasped Nityananda's hand and took him to a secluded place, and he sat down with him. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Saintly Nityananda, please listen. I wish to express to you my heart. I descended to deliver the world, but it has not become delivered. The one rope of material bondage has now become millions of ropes. The students have decided to beat me. That means they will enter into complete bondage. I descended to deliver the world, but now it seems that I must kill everyone. Nityananda, tomorrow I will shave my sika and take away my sacred thread, and becoming a sannyasi, I shall travel from place to place as a beggar. Tomorrow, I will beg at the doors of the people who now want to beat me, and seeing me as a sannyasi, they will respectfully grasp my feet, and in this way, I will deliver all the worlds. Everyone bows before a sannyasi. No one will attack a sannyasi. I will become a sannyasi. I will beg from every house. Who will attack me then? I have told you my heart. I will renounce household life. That is certain. Please don't be unhappy because of this. Please give me permission to accept sannyas. I will do whatever you say. You know why I have descended to this world, so please give me your permission. If you wish the world's deliverance, then please do not forbid me. Please don't become unhappy, even for a moment. For you know why I have descended to this world." Hearing that Lord Chaitanya would cut off his sika and renounce the world, Nityananda felt his heart, his mind, his body, and his life breath become ripped to shreds. No words of reply came to Nityananda's mouth. In his heart, he thought, "The Lord will do it. No one can stop him." Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, "Lord, your wish is always fulfilled. Lord, whatever you wish will certainly happen. Who has the power to either order or forbid you to do anything? Whatever is in your heart must be the spiritual truth. You are the protector of everyone. You are the master of everyone. Whatever you decide is good. Lord, you know what should be done to deliver the world. Who else knows? You are completely independent, and whatever you do is full of bliss, and whatever you decide will certainly be. Still, please tell your plan to all your servants. Please hear the words they will say in reply. Then you may do whatever you wish. Who has the power to thwart your will?" Pleased by Nityananda's words, Lord Chaitanya embraced him again and again. And accepting this advice, Lord Chaitanya went with Nityananda to the assembly of Vaishnavas. Although Nityananda was continually thinking the Lord will renounce his home, he externally did not manifest anything. His whole body was numb, stunned. Nityananda thought in his heart, "After the Lord has left, how will Mother Sachi remain alive? How will Mother Sachi pass her days and night?" And thinking in this way, noble-hearted Nityananda fell unconscious. Thinking of how Mother Sachi would suffer, Lord Nityananda went to a secluded place and repeatedly wept.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That one? No, it's all right.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, loudly! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya went to Mukunda's home, and seeing this, Mukunda became joyful. Lord Chaitanya said, "Sing a song about Lord Krishna's auspicious glories." And Mukunda began to sing, and Lord Chaitanya, carefully listening, became agitated with ecstatic love. And hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of the Brahmanas, roared, "Sing, sing, sing." And after some moments, after his ecstasy abated, Lord Chaitanya began to converse with Mukunda. Lord Chaitanya said, "Mukunda, please hear my words. I will leave. I will not stay here. I will definitely renounce household life. I will shave my sikha, take sannyas, and travel from one place to another." Hearing that the Lord would shave his sikha, Mukunda, overwhelmed by thoughts of separation, fell to the ground. All his joy was now destroyed. With a voice trembling with emotion, Mukunda begged, "Lord, if that is your wish, you will do it without fail. But I beg you, please stay like this for a few more days and perform kirtan with us. After that, O Lord, do what is in your heart." And after hearing Mukunda's words, Lord Chaitanya went to Gadadhar. Gadadhar respectfully offered obeisances to the Lord's feet, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Please hear my words. Gadadhar, I will not stay at home. I will go wherever Lord Krishna orders. I will take sannyas and go in one direction or another." Gadadhar felt as if a thunderbolt had fallen on his head. Unhappy at heart, Gadadhar said, "Lord, your words are very strange. Merely by shaving one's sikha can anyone attain Lord Krishna? Why can you not remain as a householder and a Vaishnava? By shaving your head will you gain some religious benefit? Obviously, you think that you will. But the Vedas do not hold that opinion. How can you abandon your widowed mother? You will be responsible for your mother's death. How will she remain alive? You are all that she has left. You are her life. Is the Supreme Lord not pleased by devotees who stay in their homes?" In this way, Lord Chaitanya visited the different Vaishnavas, one after another, and told them all, "I will shave my head and take sannyas." And hearing that the Lord would shave his head, each one of them fell down. Consciousness did not stay in their bodies. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would leave them, all the devotees wept. Someone said, "How will we place flower garlands on his graceful curly hair? Another said, "If I cannot see his neatly tied hair, how will I be able to maintain this sinful life?" Saying, "Never again will I smell the splendid fragrance that anoints his hair." Another beat his own head. Another said, "Will I ever again anoint his graceful hair with oil?" Calling out, "Hari Hari," everyone loudly wept. The devotees were drowning in an ocean of grief. Thinking that they would be separated from the Lord, all the devotees wept. They said, "Where will the Lord go when he accepts sannyas? Where will we go to see him? When he accepts sannyas, he will not stay in this village. In what direction will he go? Will we ever see him again?" In this way, the devotees entered still more deeply into ecstatic love. Seeing that his servants were suffering was intolerable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But, acting cheerfully, the Lord instructed everyone, "Why do you worry? I will stay with you at every moment. You all think I will take sannyas, leave you, and go far away? But please do not think like that. I will not leave you for even a moment. All of you, eternally enjoy pastimes with me, not only in this birth, but we remain together birth after birth. Birth after birth, whenever I descend to this world, you always stay with me. I have descended to this world in two forms. My two forms are Sankirtan and the bliss of deity worship. Please find happiness with these two forms. In my company, you will continue to perform Sankirtan with great joy. But yet, for the purpose of teaching the world, I will accept sannyas. Please end all your worries." After speaking these words, the Lord affectionately embraced everyone again and again, and the devotees were all somewhat pacified by what the Lord had said. And after enlightening everyone, Lord Chaitanya returned to his home. Hearing this news from the others, Mother Sachi could not remain alive in that body. Hearing that her son would accept sannyas, Sachi Devi, the mother of the worlds, felt a pain she had never known before. In a moment she fell unconscious to the ground. From her eyes a stream of tears endlessly flowed. She had no power to stop it. Approaching her, lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya sat down, and weeping, Sachi Mata said, "My son, don't go. Dear son, don't leave me and go away. Only by gazing at your beautiful face do I remain alive. Your eyes are lotus flowers. Your face is the moon. Your red lips are beautiful. Your teeth are pearls and jasmine flowers. Your beautiful words are like nectar showering down on me. If I cannot see your walking and gestures, graceful like the movements of an elephant, how can I remain alive? Beginning with Advaitin Srivas, you have a host of followers. Nityananda is your own life, manifest in another form. Beginning with Gadadhar, you have a host of dear friends. Please, please, please stay at home and happily perform Sankirtan here. Dear son, It is to teach the true religion that you descended to this world. If you abandon your mother, how will you teach religion? Oh, my son, you are religion personified. If you abandon your mother, how will you teach religion to the world? Overcome with love and grief, Sachi spoke these words, and Lord Chaitanya listened, his voice choked with love. Lord Chaitanya gave no reply. Then Sachi said, "Your elder brother Vishwambar left me and went away. Then your father went to Vaikuntha. When I see you, I forget all my sufferings. If you go away, I will give up this life." Dear son, more dear than life itself, dear Gauranga, look. It is not right for you to abandon your widowed, helpless mother. Perform kirtan with everyone in your courtyard. Nityananda will help you. I gaze at your love-filled eyes and your long arms, and your words shower nectar upon me. Even when there are no lamps, your limbs fill my house with light. How much nectar rains from your reddish feet? With love and grief, Sachi spoke these words and lamented. And Lord Chaitanya simply sat and listened. He lifted his face, but he did not say anything. Sachi had turned white. She was skin and bones. Overcome with grief, she did not eat. And seeing that his mother would not remain alive, Lord Chaitanya sat down in a secluded place and spoke to her certain secrets. Lord Chaitanya said, "Mother, please be peaceful at heart. Please listen. For many births I have been your son. Please carefully listen to your own glories. There was a time when you had the name Prishni. There was a time when you were Aditi in Swargaloka. Then also I was your son. At that time I descended to this world and I was known as Vamana. Then you were also my mother. Then again you became Devahuti, and I became your son, Kapila. Another time you became Kaushalya, and I became your son, Ramachandra. At another time you became Devaki in Mathura, and you were imprisoned by the demon Kamsa. Then also you were my mother. You were Devaki, and I was your son. Now, in this incarnation, I have taken birth twice to begin the Sankirtan movement. Both times I am your son. You are the goddess Earth, and therefore you are the mother of my deity form. You are also the tongues of everyone, and therefore you are the mother of my form as the holy name. And in this way, you are my mother, birth after birth. In my heart, I will never leave you. I am not lying. I speak the truth. Please do not feel unhappy." Hearing the Lord speak these secret truths, Sachi became a little peaceful at heart. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hey, Arriba! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Goranga Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kachimai Pranadana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari, Jaya Sachinandana Gaura Hari. Jaya Gaurahari, Jaya Gaurahari, Sachi Mai Pranadana Gaurahari. Jaya Gaurahari, Jaya Gaurahari, Sachi Mai Pranadana Gaurahari. Jaya Gaurare, Jaya Gaurare, Nariya Bihari Gaurare. Jaya Gaurare, Jaya Gaurare, Nariya Bihari Gaurare. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna. Jayo Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Shri Radhe. Jayo Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda, Shri Radhe, Radhe. Jayo Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha Shyama Sunda, Radha Shyama Sunda, Radha Shyama Sunda, Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Hey, Haribo! Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada.